We had these two competing data sets. We had Alex, which I was involved with. So obviously, Alexnim had become the standard thing you would go for. But we were in between the two interim analyses for the ALTA-1L study, which was the brigatinib versus crizotinib study. And so I could sit down with this guy who I'd got to know over nearly a decade and say, look, here's the data. Which one are we going to start you on? And at that point in time, which was before we saw the second interim analysis, I said, look, the data so far, these things look about equivalent. One is maybe a little bit better tolerated than the other. One is one pill a day. The other is 8 pills a day. And he kind of looked at me with that. Okay, why are you even telling me this? I'm going to have one pill a day. I'm going to have the one that's slightly better tolerated. And then we'll worry about, you know, forget about the science. We'll do the rest later. So he started on brigatinib, tolerated it fine. As I said, he quit smoking. And he's responding on his first scan.
So no tolerability issues at all?
No, none.
Nothing whatsoever. So I guess the first question is about the biology of this to start with. He's a smoker, but he has ALK, and he has a recurrence all these years later. Have you ever seen anything like this, and any thoughts about it?
So the smoker, yes. I mean, I don't buy into the thing that you should only test never smokers. If you have non-small cell lung cancer, I'm going to test you from a molecular driver because we're constantly surprised. The hit rate is absolutely less. But, you know, I've had people who absolutely do not fit that textbook definition. You know, they're older, they have comorbidities, they're heavy smokers. You know, and this guy, he's a current smoker, and yet they're ALK positive. So it's surprising, but it's not undescribed. In terms of the biology, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a relapse that happens more than a decade afterward and it's still the same cancer. He must just have a relatively slow-moving cancer.
So, yeah, what a really amazing case. And I guess the other thing here that you were alluding to is the choice that you have. Can you talk about right now what data we have in the first-line setting for patients with ALK disease?
So I've been giving this quite a lot of thought over the last couple of months. So in general, the first thing you should say is when you actually try and compare like with like, the similarity between the first-line efficacy data for alectinib and for brigatinib is incredibly similar. I mean, it's almost freakishly similar. So, yeah, you can play the game by saying, you know, look at my investigator-assessed endpoint, look at my independent radiology review-assessed endpoint. But when you try and compare like with like, here is the data. So the IRC-assessed hazard ratio for alectinib, when it was first done, was 0.5. It was 0.49 for brigatinib. If you look at the investigator-assessed hazard ratio at the updated data analysis, it was 0.43 for alectinib. It was 0.43 for brigatinib. If you look at the two-year progression-free rate by the investigator, it was 56% for alectinib. It was 56% for brigatinib. And the only thing that there's a subtle difference is the point estimate of the median progression-free survival by the investigator. It was something like 34 months with alectinib, and it was something like 29 months with brigatinib, but the confidence intervals overlap. And there's no doubt that that one of the data sets that all look identical, the one where they look different, people will use to sort of say these things are different. But there is nothing really to say these things are different in terms of the efficacy in the first-line setting. So in terms of choices, I think you can approach it in a couple of different ways, and you have to kind of decide what kind of a physician you are. If you are going to give, so you almost have to project into the future, if you are going to give your patient lorlatinib in the second line setting, which is what the NCCN guidelines say, it's almost what the FDA indication is, then you literally have a head-to-head choice between alectinib and brigatinib.